There's a weird sound above my head right now. We're not sure if this place is haunted or there's just a... That sounds actually like a crazy dog running around because there was a woof shortly, but we keep hearing the door getting knocked and weird things happening. And somebody in this room did, in fact... Sorry. Yeah, I was going to say did have an experience. No, knows somebody that had an experience. So not a good first-hand story, but it'll do. And where am I? Actually, that's a good point. Where am I? You don't know. You don't even know where you are. I'll ask somebody else.
We're at the White Horse.
We're at the White Horse. That's right, in Eton Socon. Where does it get the name Eton Socon? Does anybody know?
From history.
From history, where most good things come from.
In Chaucer's Canterbury Tales.
Oh, somebody listening to this now, quickly have a look up. Chaucer's Canterbury Tales is... What's the name of the pub again?
The White Horse.
The White Horse.
I don't mention my name, but it is supposed to be the coaching inn.
Don't bother reading the whole book. Just to find...
Great North Road.
Oh, the coaching inn on the Great North Road. This is it. This is... It does look like a place of esteemed history, and because everything's a bit wobbly. But the lovely, lovely people here have donated a room so that we can do some training. And everybody in here has some kind of connection, some affiliation. We have lost a body or two, but as we're getting late into the night. Nothing to do with the ghost. They left of their own accord. They had to catch a bus. Some connection with the Green Party. So who can tell me a Green Party related story without it being a sales pitch? If you could see what I can see right now, and the forest of hands by everybody is just epically keen. Let's start with the ghost story. What's your name?
I'm Jessica.
So what's the ghost connection to this place?
My mother was a barmaid here. And I, in fact, spent my 7th birthday in this pub.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
A long time ago. And she saw petticoats go around the corner once at the end of a shift. And she's not a very superstitious woman, but is absolutely convinced that it was once.
It wasn't you winding her up?
I don't think so.
No, you don't.
It was a long time ago.
So why are... Thank you very much, Jessica. What's your name?
David.
Why are you here?
I'm here to learn more about social media and how to engage with my audience.
Is it working?
It's doing very well, yeah. Yeah, it's excellent. But I would say that. You're right next to me.
Is your brain full yet?
It is quite full. I've got plenty of notes. I have tweeted in between, so it's going quite well, yeah.
Is your Windows phone full?
My Windows phone is always full.
It's a Nokia, though, isn't it?
It is
a Nokia. I do have a.
But they have changed the logo on new ones, so it says Windows instead.
Oh, really? I've got.
Nokia is gone.
Gone?
It's turned into Microsoft, so.
Oh, that's
all
course,
Nokia phones
course,
are now Microsoft phones.
Maybe they'll do a Microsoft N95 and we can reminisce. That was
one of my
favourite phones of all time. There are devices on the table, but there's also a lot of empty glasses. I didn't give anybody a break to go and get another beer, mainly because I'm driving and I can't have another one. So I'm being spiteful, but we are talking about audio, and that's why I wanted to just show how easy it was to capture some audio. And I'm going to add a photograph to this, and anybody that uses... I can photograph an inanimate object. Did you hear that disdain in the background? Yeah, the coolest hair in the world room does not want to be photographed. So here we have audio. We've been talking about audio, we've been talking about video, we've been talking about data, images, visualizations to be shared online, all kinds of stuff. It's a difficult time when it comes to actually getting messages out, where you're trying to share stories of people doing really good stuff for good reasons in order to kind of garner support for that. That wasn't me, that was the dog ghost thing, the ghost dog. Because everybody's going to be flooding the timeline. And I think what would be a really good kind of campaign angle for the Green Party would be to kind of maybe not be spiteful when everybody else is. And I haven't seen any of that at the moment. I've seen some really funny stuff regarding Trumpton. But jokes are fantastic. It's just the kind of hatred that flies around all the time. And I'm not massively into this. Oh, they did this and you did that and they did this and you did that and... If you're going to do it anonymously, but if you're going to do stuff tagged to the Green Party, then maybe just tell good, wholesome stories, because there's a lot of good, wholesome stuff going on that people might not get to hear about if there isn't that much television coverage. We shall see. I watched a BBC guy do a presentation the other day at a journalism conference, and he says, as you can see by all the political parties, and then he showed this slide, and the Green Party weren't on there. He said, it's not all, you've missed off the Greens! And everybody chortled, and he did correct himself. So just some of that, just readdressing the balance. I've gone on for quite a while, haven't I?
Yes.
And you're not meant to say that. If you've listened this far, I normally throw a code word out. Can someone give me a really unusual word?
Philanthropic.
Give me a really unusual word I can say. Philanthropic.
Now,
foibles. Okay, so please share the word foibles somewhere on the internet where I'm likely to see it. And again, you're going to get love from everybody in this room. Please say love.
Love.
There you go. That's real love right there.